right, we're now joined by our race winner, Kurt Busch, driver of the number one Monster Energy Chevrolet with Chip Ganassi Racing. This is Kurt's first win since coming over to Ganassi this year, his 31st overall in the Monster Energy Series. We will start with Mark and then go in the back and then go to Jerry.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Kurt, your thoughts on the last lap, battling your brother, and how special it is to win that race and beat your brother at the same time?
Yeah, you know, what an amazing finish, and to have it go our way right there. There was something about our team meeting today. Our lead statistician told me that there's never been a green-white checkered at Kentucky Speedway. And in my mind, he just kept going with the meeting. But I said, you know what? There's going to be one today. I want to be part of it, and I want to come out on top. It's amazing what happened for us to have that restart, to have Kyle Larson behind me in the sixth position. Spotter said, teammate's going to go with you. I'm like, well, is he really? And he did. And he did a phenomenal job so that I didn't have to look in the mirror. And all what I had to do was play offense out in front of me. And what a battle. What a battle with my little brother to race him side by side, to try to play the chess game at 180 miles an hour on the side draft. You know, we're wide open through turns one and two, and we were trying to go wide open through three and four. And it was a matter of me just staying as close as I could to his right rear quarter panel, because he was on my left rear down the straightaway. I had to be on his right rear through the corners. And as we drove down into turn three on the last lap, I just stared straight at his door. I could see the number 18 to my left, and I never lifted until I heard him lift. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I got to still miss the wall. And he gave me just enough room, as a true racer would, or as my little brother would. But I'm really proud of the way that we finished this race, 1-2, put on one hell of a show. One of those old school type races where it's two guys duking it out. Just happen to be brothers, different manufacturers. But this one, I can't wait to go watch the video of and tell people about it and show that the sport of NASCAR and the production and the pride that everybody has to try to get to victory lane was shown in those last few laps.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Kurt, obviously any win is special, but is it more special to get Chevrolet's first win here at Kentucky Speedway?
Yeah, it's very important, and it's special to get Chevy to victory lane. For us at Ganassi to win with this number one car, tons of guys in victory lane tonight that have never won a Monster Energy Cup Series race, and I'm happy that they got their first win tonight. To outdo my brother and to do it in front of a huge crowd tonight and a great production by NBC, this was like that old school Saturday night brawl, and I was happy to be part of it and come out on top.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. I got a couple. Before the race, you kind of called this. You said your car was fast. You had to make sure you did good on pit road. But you said the car was fast. You knew that coming into the race. Any thoughts on that and looking back?
You know, we got to be in position more often with fast cars and to have the lap time that the car will produce and to run up front in the top five and to, you know, win a stage. That was our first stage win early in the race. And then I just kept telling them, like, the car's handling good, but you know you've got to stay with the track conditions. Keep up with the track conditions. And this was the first race with this amount of traction compound applied, but also with 40 cars out there, it burns off, and you have to make adjustments to keep the speed up. And so I'm really proud of our guys and the way they kept the setup dialed in. I just told them, I go, it's good. It's not loose. It's not tight. Just keep up with the track. And that's when you win, it's done by a team.
So, also earlier this year, you and Kyle went 1-2 the opposite way. He edged you out at Bristol. But on the final lap there, you were smoking. I don't know if you got in the wall, got into him, but there was a lot of smoke coming off your car. Were you ever worried about what was about to happen and if you could hold it off till the end of the race?
Yeah, we had a bump side draft rub right after the start-finish line taking the white. And so it was a matter of how far I wanted to push him left, how far he was trying to push me right. And there was a quick movement, and the two of us came together. I felt it, and then I could smell it. And you're like, oh, boy, I got a pretty good tire rub, but I only have a mile to go. It's going to hold. And it's going to hold, and if it doesn't, I'm going to be yanking on my wheel to the left to take him with me.
Come up here to the front left.
Hi, Raina Cash with the Louisville Courier Journal. I was just curious what, if any, what your conversation was like with your brother afterwards. Like, how do those exchanges go after races like this between the two of you?
I haven't seen him yet, but I was supposed to fly home with him, and now I'm looking for a plane ride. So that's Kyle. It's like, he won't even wait. We shared a plane ride earlier this year. I think it was Phoenix where he won, and I had to sit there and wait for him to do his little victory lane thing. So it'd be fine. We're going over to his house tomorrow, actually, for a little get-together on a Sunday off, and I'm going to plop the trophy down right on his kitchen counter.
Over here to the far left.
Eric Young with the SuperSpeedway.com. Kyle actually said after the race that you'd have to find your own ride home. You've joked at Michigan earlier this year, if things would have played out a little bit different, that you would have potentially wrecked him for the win. Was there any point where you thought about roughing him up, or that you considered doing that, or were you planning on racing him clean at the end?
Well, I was on the outside position, and so he was in the offensive spot to cross the line and go into that category of sparks flying, tire rubs, wrecking somebody. I was in the vulnerable spot, but I had almost zero intention of lifting in turns 3 and 4. And if I bounced off the fence, I probably would have then bounced off of him. And it was magic the way it worked out. And I think it was two racers putting it out on the line. And we went as far as we could possibly go without wrecking each other. And that's what it's all about. When you can have a solid finish like that and two brothers going at it and to put on a show, that's the best possible outcome. You know, if both of us would have been in a pile and a steaming heap and third place would have won it, that would have been big. That would have been bad.
Any additional questions for Kurt? Go back to Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Kurt, how do you think you've changed the mentality of your race team? It had been a long time since the one car, the one team had been to victory lane. And from what I understand, when you came in and you met with the guys and you came in and started talking about when we win races, we're going to win races. How do you think that kind of changed the attitude of this race team and maybe motivated them?
For me, with my wife, Ashley, and watching her play polo and her professional athlete side of her, the power of positivity is something she's taught me over these few years. And you come in and you talk a game and you deliver it, and you do it with execution through team meetings, showing up early, staying late, and motivating guys to do a better job. And the way that I've won races in the past, I try to go after the weakness of a team and fix that first, and then start to make things better as we go. But I'm the guy that gets to hold the steering wheel and go 200 miles an hour. I get the name recognition and all that, but this is a team effort. And Matt McCall, when I first met him, I knew he could be a winner. And he's a winner now in the Monster Energy Cup Series. Tons of guys on this team, it's their first win. There was a guy that is our car chief that I was with at Furniture Row when we were running up front but never winning. It's like, I know we can win with this group, and now here we've done it. But it's thanks to Chip Ganassi's commitment with Felix Sabatis and Rob Kaufman, our ownership. You know, they're in it to win it. And now we're winners. Let's grab another gear, though. Let's try to get this thing where the second half is one of those phenomenal years.
We're going to come over here to the right for a couple questions.
Kurt, I'm Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader. Now, this is a hard-hitting question. What are you going to do with that big jukebox?
Love it. I love when there's the special trophies from our series and from the different tracks and states that we race. I'm trying to think offhand. I know with my personal shop, I've got tons of trophies, tons of old school cars. To me, that belongs with my like 69 Chevy Camaro. It belongs with my 65 Cobra that I have. I've got a 70 Challenger. That to me just reminds me of that era and throwing it back. And then my dad, he's got 5 1932 Fords, so he'll probably want to borrow it and play some music on it for a while. But it's really neat with the grandfather clocks, to have the jukebox, the sword that's at Bristol now, and all the special wins and all the special pieces. Thank you, Kentucky Speedway, for a jukebox like this.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, to your right. Kurt, what does this victory mean in light of last year, at the end of last season? you don't come back to the current the team you're with, basically, I guess in essence, told, hey, we don't need you or we can move on without you, and to come into a new situation and be able to win, to kind of, you know, I know throughout your career you've been knocked down. Is this just kind of another case of being knocked down and coming up a little bit, or what does it mean in light of, you know, kind of what happened at the end of last year?
Yeah, whether you're knocked down or whether it's a lateral move or whether it was an upgrade, you can look at it in many different ways. And when the contract was struggling at SHR to come together, I called Chip Ganassi, and it took 30 minutes, and it was done, and away we went. And to me, that meant respect. It meant that I was wanted. And when you have that, that's that extra desire to push and to make this group a winner. And they've won races in the past. Kyle Larson is a tremendous talent. But again, it takes all the little pieces. And I felt like Ganassi was the right move for me. And Monster Energy says, you know what, we'll roll with you. But our motto is we got to win. We got to be up front. We got to be making noise. We got to be partying. We got to be having fun. And we're going to get all that done as we move forward here in the second half of the year.
What in 30 minutes convinces somebody to make a move like what you did? That's I think a lot of people would see that as a very quick meeting. So what was it in 30 minutes that Chip convinced you that this was the right situation?
His level of commitment as a racer is something that I saw. And, yes, Tony Stewart's a racer, but I was more on the Gene Haas side. And when Chip said, I want you to win for me, I want you to make these guys winners. And if you can bring that sponsorship with you, I'm going to pay you this. And it was just like the most respect that I had felt in a long time when it came to a contract negotiation.
We're going to go upstairs to the press box and then to the back of the room downstairs. Go ahead, press box.
Kurt, you've been successful here really back in the truck series, and now to get your first victory here with Chip Ganassi, I think it's your fifth team that you've raced with here, maybe your sixth if you go back to Roush. What's that feel like to get that victory here finally after all that experience?
I wrecked so big here in the truck series race back in 2000. I had never wrecked that hard before, and I was trying to find my team. I'm like, where'd they go? Oh, all right, I better go to the hauler. That moment that I had here in the truck series has lingered with me for years, and we joked about it today in our team meeting on it. 20 years racing at this place, and I still haven't won. It's one of those tracks that can be really difficult, and this time around, I looked at turn three and said, you know what, I've never even been there before. I don't even care what it looks like. I'm just going to go through there and carve through there with grip, confidence, and some mojo, and the team gave me a car to do it. And so to conquer Kentucky Speedway and to get a beautiful trophy, a jukebox, and to make winners out of the Ganassi team, tonight was a special night for me.
Go in the back to Steve, and then Mark.
Steve Connolly, the podium finish. Kurt, you're the fifth different winner here at Kentucky in the Cup Series. Three out of the other four have gone on to win the championship that same year. Does that give you a little extra encouragement towards the second half of the season? And are you guys in a place right now being locked into the playoffs now for that title run?
I'm pumped up about the second half. We still know we need to improve in some certain areas. And, you know, guys like Kyle Busch or Martin Truex Jr., who won here and went on to win the championship, yes, this track challenges the mile and a halfs and the grip level, the downforce level, and the strategy calls. But a lot of the tracks do. But, yeah, we'll take it. You know, this is a perfect feather in the cap. We started the second half this weekend, and we knew that we wanted to ramp it up. And today we're winners, and we want to continue to do that with the number one Monster Energy Chevrolet.
Go to Mark.
Mark Garrow again, PRN. Kurt, in our victory lane, when you were talking to us, you made a hint, you know, gosh, I was kind of thinking this might be my last year, you know, but I'm having too much fun to make this my last year. Has this altered your thinking on what you thought your future plan was to be with such a team, a competitive team, now a playoff contender? Have you altered the plan in your mind? Is it beginning to change?
For me, it's a matter of just having the dominoes line up and everybody fall together and to make it happen. And I guess the easiest way to move things forward is requests for proposals are going out Monday. With sponsors, with manufacturers, with team owner, yes. You know, a win that might have happened last week at Daytona is one of those moments. Tonight is one of those stamps on this one team is a powerful team, and it would be stupid not to keep this group together. And that's part of my leverage, but at the end of it, we just want to make it all work for all parties.
Were you seriously thinking about this being your last year at some point here?
It's crossed my mind for different reasons. But again, that 30-minute conversation with Ganassi and the fun we're having this year and the management within the team, and I can't wait to see my phone. I got to call Chip. I only spent like 10 seconds with him on the phone. I'm kind of in trouble. I need to go call Chip. But with Felix Sabatis, with Rob Kaufman, Max Jones, Tony Lunders, and this whole group of people, it gives you that energy of, yeah, it's fun, and let's get our sponsors lined up, and let's do this. That's what it tells me.
I'm going to come up front to Gary.
Gary Graves, Associated Press. Along that line, in talking with Chip, I guess can you kind of come up with any kind of little intangibles about your relationship with him that have kind of helped put especially this last week in context for you?
Chip's one of those guys where when he speaks, you listen and you comprehend the words of, don't misconstrue what I'm telling you because you need to do it this way. And he doesn't waver from his strategies on team meetings. He doesn't waver when he checks in after a Friday qualifying session on, hey, man, why are you 22nd? I need an answer. You know, I've never had an owner call me literally every Friday and go, all right, you qualified fourth this weekend. How's the race going to go? You got to be straight up with him. There's no BS with Chip. I like that. And I think that's the way that he's treated all of his racing programs over the years, with sports car, IndyCar, and with the NASCAR program. And it's a fun atmosphere to be part of, but also Chip's pretty tough. He's got that old school, like, yeah, you screw up, I'll let you know.
Do we have any final questions?
Pretty sure he let Matt McCall know about it last week.
All right, Kurt. Well, good luck getting home, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.